and put the pattern straight. I'm outraged. I'm outraged about many things that I've read about myself, that people have said. They've affected me deeply. Now I'm going to talk back. I'm going to talk in my own words and tell the truth, so here goes. And if I sound like the lady does protest too much, don't get the idea that by telling my story, and I have a right to, don't think that comes from anything but having been treated and treated badly, written about in a shocking manner, smeared, scandalized, and I'm sick of it. I've come to a time in my life when I don't want it anymore, and I can't rise above it. I can't rise above the scandalous, obscene lies that have been the so-called printed word. And I can't rise above the gossip mongers that have... Well, all of it has affected my children, my health, and my work. By writing the truth, perhaps the effects will not be so painful to my family and to me. First of all, I don't understand. I don't honestly understand why I've been the victim and been made the victim of so many untruths. Perhaps you don't understand what it's like to pick up a paper and read things about yourself that are true. Read loathsome things that have nothing to do with your life or you or your heart or your beliefs or your kindnesses or your willingness . I've spent years and years and years trying to please through singing or acting. There's nothing wrong with that. And yet, I've constantly been written or talked about by certain individuals that I'll get to later, as an unfit person. Well, what kind of people are they? What kind of business are they in? They're dead people. But they've tried to kill me along the way, and by God, they won't. They won't. Because I'm mad. I'm a very lucky woman in some ways. I'm a very lucky woman to have come to this time of my life and found happiness with a fine man. A fine man. A man who is able to love me. Not just that I'm able to love, but the fact that he loves me. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the fact that Mark Heron loves me. Just me. Whether I sing or dance or whether I don't, Excuse me. I'm very proud. It's made me prettier than ever. That's what my oldest daughter, Liza, tells me. I'm prettier than ever. Liza has grown up to be a strong, beautiful, talented, fine, sensitive, courageous young woman. I'm proud of that. I did that alone. I raised that little girl alone because nobody cared about us. Nobody cared. Oh, they cared about the money that I brought in because it made them rich. Lots of people got rich off of me. My children didn't get rich. I didn't get rich. And Mark Herron didn't get rich. But we have a love. My little boy, Joe. My little girl, Lorna. My young lady, grown-up daughter, Liza. Mark, myself. We have a love that makes everything else look just stupid. Sid Luft is an animal. He's just some kind of breed. And I'll tell the world whenever I can that he's a thief, a blackmailer, a sadist, and a man who doesn't even care one bit, one way or the other, about any other living soul, let alone his nice children. He's never contributed one penny to their upbringing. He's never contributed one hour to their peace of mind. He's told them how untalented they are, how stupid they are, who needs them. He's told them how he doesn't like them. That's a nice man. That's a big, upstanding tramp. Well, maybe he's in with the judges in Santa Monica Court so that I can't even get to see my children now that I live in England. Because I can't live with the stench of the Santa Monica Courts and the stench of Sid Luft and the stench of lawyers who rob me and just keep it going, keep the case going. Judy's crazy. Judy doesn't know what she does. I know well enough how to raise three kids and damn well. And I know how to be loved by a man who understands the pressures I've had to go through. And it's worth it. It's worth it. And the hell with all the crazy fan mail, so-called fan mail. The letters get saying, "You've sinned, Judy. Turn to Christ." I go to church every Sunday. I've got God in my heart. That's more than most of you can say. My children have it. Mark Herron has it. And we present an army. We represent strength and goodness, and by God, justice had better prevail. Although I doubt it. Being Judy Garland is quite a chore. Not only for me, but for Mark, for Joe, for Lorna, and Liza. But it's not too much of a chore for Sid Luft. And it wasn't too much of a chore for Vincent Minnelli to just overlook the fact that he had a magnificent daughter. Being Judy Garland, sure, I've been loved by the public. I can't take the public home with me. And I've been ripped to pieces by the public and the critics and the newspapers and people who don't know what they're talking about. And I demand to be heard. I will be heard, and I'll keep talking for the rest of my life, because now I can talk. Now I'm happy. Now I know that there is no gaslight in my life. And the people who try to present it are the criminals. And it all comes down to the unholy dollar. Well, I'll always be able to make money. But I'll keep it. I'll keep it for my children, myself, and I won't pay $25,000 a year to a bum, to Sid Luft, who's a bum, a tramp. And so is his mother, and so is his sister, his whole rotten background. And I'm not afraid. People who say they should hold marriages together, my God, what happens to the children if you expose them to a mongrel. He wants money. He's not able to do anything mentally, and he's a paranoid. But physically he's capable. Let him get his fanny out and go to work. I'm not paying for him anymore. I'm not paying for anybody who tries to rob me. Not rob, I'll pay. I'll pay. Just the way everybody else has to pay. Money. If you buy something, you pay money. If you owe a bill, you pay it. I'm a very honest woman. Nobody's ever encouraged me to talk before. It's a little difficult to sit and talk about yourself. I'm a very modest woman. I've always believed in that terrible cliche. Whatever is printed in the paper today is yesterday's news. That's a lot of nonsense. I get mail and fie on the rotten poison pen letters. The people who write those are demented. I'm going to live a life that is as splendid as my surroundings are. My man and my children. I'll get my children. I support my children. I've brought them up and I love them and they love me. I respect them. I worship them. They give me the same respect, the same love in return. They're brave children. They have to be. Look who their father is. What's he ever contributed? What's he ever done? What's he ever done for the world? He and his friends. I wish they would all get lost. How can they use two fine children and put a price on both those children's heads so the children can come and be with their mother? It's not that I'm wailing like an old-fashioned mother. I need them. I need them as much as they need me. I need their laughter. I need their arms around me until they grow up and it's time for them to go about their own lives. I want to be fair, but I want them with me. I gave birth to them. I supported them. I loved them. I still do. But for goodness sakes, for God's sakes, what about the lawyers? What about the judges? What, they're being handed over to a man. If I can, I hate that word in connection with Sid Love. Michael Sidney Love is not a man. He's not a father. He's not a worker. He's not a contributor. He's not anything. He's a pimp. There is no community property. He drew up an agreement before he married me, saying there was no community property because he didn't want to support his ex-wife's son, his son, and his ex-wife. I won't give him a cent. I won't give him the time of day, but I wish to God somebody would come to my aid. The judges sit down. I don't know how he pays them off. Sitting, my children are stuck in Santa Monica. They didn't even get to visit me on school vacation. Because I'm supposed to be an unfit mother, I've been working my head off. Somebody had to feed my children, and that was me. And it was my pleasure, because they, in return, they gave me laughter, love, comfort, beauty. But it was damned hard to keep from climbing up the wall with frustration. So I'm not going to be frustrated anymore. I'm going to talk. And somebody's going to print this. Even if I have to put up the money myself, I'll print it in a little book. Maybe somebody will read it. And maybe somebody will learn a little bit of the truth of this so-called legend. That's what I'm supposed to be, a legend. Judy Garland. All right, then read about it. Read the truth, though. I want to love. I want to be friendly. I want to work. Don't get in my way. And don't let other people get in my way. Get off my back. Let my loved ones stay around me. Let me stay around them. Let me live, for God's sake, let me live. To start with, if anyone's going to print anything about me, or write anything about me, it'll be me. I'll print about me. I'll write about me, because I'm the only one who knows. And I just refuse to stay silent anymore. While everyone else makes news about me, so-called news, it's very untrue news. and I'll never again be made the target to some demented, sick mind that just wants to print bad things. The hell with the good things. And there have been a lot of good things. I'll never be that kind of target again. There's no more over the rainbow for me. I've grown up. And those days are over. There's nothing about me to threaten by exposure. I've been exposed since I was a little girl. Wrongly exposed. News was made. Bad news. I know exactly who did it, how it was done, why it was done. I'm not a stupid woman. Now those people are going to be exposed, and it's going to be fun. I've waited a long time for this, and revenge can be very sweet. When it is proper and right. I'm a very revengeful person now. I don't want any more lies printed about me. My children read the newspapers. They have to put up with their schoolmates and what their mates say about me. They do the best they can. They don't pay any attention to it. They've learned better. And they're smarter. But I don't want somebody who is retarded writing columns or saying things like like Miss Hedda Hopper or Miss Luella Parsons, who seem to be terribly important. I don't want them to say, poor, poor Judy. Right after I've triumphed at the Palladium in London. Write something good about me. I've been nice to them. I've been polite. You ought to see the condition they're in. Oh, boy. I know their makeup man. I know the tricks they have to do to pull those women's faces up. So they can look human. No more. No, sir. I'm gonna talk. And there's a little woman by the name of, what's her name? Oh, well, there's a Sheila Graham. The ex-girlfriend of a very good writer, F. Scott Fitzgerald, who unfortunately died 30 years ago. And she's been using him and everybody else. She's a fat, red-headed English idiot. But she gets paid. Now I'm going to get paid. Or they're going to get paid off. But to get back to Sid Loft, let's just concentrate on him. Let's expose him. This isn't a court trial, a court case anymore over the children. This is a vendetta. My personal vendetta for what he's done to the children, to Joey and Lorna. He can't. He's incapable. He is incapable of ever getting their respect or their love. Because he hasn't given them either one. They don't like him. I don't blame them. He smells. He's got every racetrack bookie or whatever you call it, whoever he's cheated, in every part of the world. They're after him, but they, you know, they come to me first because they know he hasn't got a cent because he doesn't work, but he gambles. So they come to me. I won't pay him. I don't gamble. Let him get out and let them shoot at him or kill him or make him work. Not for my children. Who needs him? He's a drunk and a derelict. Take a look at his face. You ought to hear him talk to the press someday. You ought to go through what I've gone through, sitting in court, and hear him lie, and hear the judge say yes, and the lawyers say yes. After all, he's the father of these children. What the hell has he ever done? I'll tell you what he's done. Because I know all about him. And I'm the only one who can tell it. And I'm the only one who will be heard. I'm not afraid of him. I hate his guts. And my children can read this too, because they hate his guts. What about his mother? Oh, boy. What a sticky, stinking bunch to be caught up with. But they caught me up because I made money. But he made me sick. Now I'm going to make him sick. I'm going to make him so sick. He's been digging his own grave for a long time. Now he can just put his rotten self into the grave and put the dirt over it. Yeah, this is a rough story, and I sound like a rough woman. I am about Sid Luft. I am about a lot of people. Except my son and my two daughters and the man I'm in love with. And I have a right to be in love, and I have a right to be loved, and I have a right to get a divorce from a criminal and to be married properly. I want my son, Joey, to give me away at my wedding to Mark Heron. Mark Heron wants Joey to be his best man. I want my Lorna, my daughter, to be a bridesmaid. I want Liza to be to stand up with me in a lovely way. And I'm going to wear white. White. White satin. And white lace. And white pearls. Because I am pure. And I'm marrying pure. And my children are pure. So you see, it's not all crazy and insane the way people like to write it. Maybe this will be a news item. I can't believe the people that have worked for me, the publicity men, like Guy McElwain, when I'm smeared and my children have to read the papers and it's agony for them. He says, well, don't pay any attention to it and don't answer it. Don't try to say anything good in defense of yourself because that's not news. I can't believe that. And I won't. Because I know about his life, too. And he's pretty crummy. He got paid a lot. But for a statement like that, that's a pretty stupid press agent. I've been a stupid woman because I wanted to believe in people who I was paying thousands of dollars to. Well, they're going to have to prove themselves right to me before they get a penny or a minute of my time. I've sung. I'll be friendly. I am friendly. I like people to be friendly to me, but for goodness sakes, fellas and women, let's deal the cards right. And while we're talking about dealing cards, why don't all you people who Sid Lufters gambled with and lost, why don't you collect your money? Don't look to me for it. I go out and I work. My mark works. That's to support our children. Our children. Because in the eyes of God, we are a family. And that's more than most legends or anything else can say. Mark has given me courage. Mark has given me love. Mark has given the children love. Mark is so wonderful that it's hard for the rest of mankind to understand him. I understand him. I understand what he's given to me. I understand what he's given to Liza and to Lorna and to Joe. They understand it too. He's the only father they've ever had. He's gentle. But by gosh, he's strong. And I love Mark Heron. And Mark Heron loves me. What's so silly about that? What's so crazy? We will be married. We are correct, nice people. I will have more babies with my husband, Mark. We will have a wedding ceremony. There'll be over the rainbow for me.